Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you on. Everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Because you've been
welcome to Watch Shall Adventist Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise Lord, so worthy to be praised. Amen. It's time for our gospel music and Bible scripture tonight. We will praise the Lord through music and listen to his word through scriptures. We have a verse of scriptures, Old and New Prayer, and we will start having some church. First scripture in the Old Testament comes Isaiah 49 chapter 18 to 23rd verse. Isaiah 49 chapter 18 to 23rd verse. And read, lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather. Thank you to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall put all of them of light and on an ornament, and like a bride, you shall bind them on. Surely your waste and your desolate places and your divided land surely now will be too crowded for your inhabitants. And those who swallow you up will be far away. The children born in the time of your bereavement will say in your heart hearing, the place is too crowded for me. Make room for me to settle. Then you will say in your heart, who has borne me these? I was bereaved and barren, exiled and put away. So who has reared these? I was left all alone. There then have these come from. Thus says the Lord God, I will soon lift up my hands to the nations and raise my signal to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom, and their daughters shall be carry on their shoulders. Kings shall be fostered fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers, with their faces to the ground. They shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Thus, who have wait for me shall not put to shame. New Testament comes from John, first chapter, 1st to 14th verse. John, first chapter, 1st to 14th verse. And it reads, in the beginning of the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being? In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There were a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, came to testify to the light, the true light which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among it. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. May God bless you with his word. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessed Lord upon us. We thank you for families. Thank you for guiding us through the pandemic season. Now, continue blessings. We thank you. Praise your name. Being in love. Have us do the things you want us to do. We look upon the sick and shut in. And all need your prayer. We all do need your assistance, your love, your grace and mercy. Remind us that as long as we look up into you, in you and us, all things will be blessed. In your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let's start out with some of our gospel music here.
No guilt, no shame this time. No, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back. Cause if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be? Sight beyond what I see. You know what's best for me. Prepare my mind, prepare my heart for whatever comes. I'm gonna be ready, strength to pass any test. I feel like I'm so blessed with you in control. I can't go wrong, cause I always know I'm gonna be ready. I was free to do what I wanted to. Lost everything, but I still had you. You showed me your grace. Now my life's renewed and I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'm telling anyone who will listen, you were to me when so-called friends passed me by. The fact that you would show somebody so broke down, so much, much better beyond what I
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life, take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain.
Amen. We'll have our two scriptures next from Old Testament, Genesis 32nd chapters, 22nd to 32nd verse. Genesis 32nd chapter, 22nd, and it reads, night that Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two wives' servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jacob. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name is no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask me my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face that I yet my life has spared." The sun rose above him. As he passed Peniel, he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip because of the socket of Jacob's tendon. Next, John 12th chapter 44-50 verse. John 12th chapter 44-50 verse. And it reads, "Then Jesus cried out, 'Whoever believes in me does not believe in me alone, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes stay in darkness. If anyone hears the words but does not keep them, I do not judge that person, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. The very words I have spoken will condemn them at the last day. For I did not speak on my own. The Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know that his command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what Father has told me to say." May God bless reads his word. Time for some more gospel music.
Couldn't find nobody. Nobody great. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Jesus, nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look, the way you go.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Angels bow before you.
I know, but tomorrow, oh,
Amen. Amen.
We have our synchros of just scriptures of Old and New Testament. New Testament comes from Genesis 3rd chapter 14 through 19 verse. 3rd Genesis verse 14 through 19. And it reads, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.' To the woman, he said, 'I will make your pains in childbearing very severe, the painful labor, who will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.' To Adam, he said, 'Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from this. Cursed is your ground. Because of you, through painful toil, you will eat food from all days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles of you, and you will eat plants of the field, wet of your brow. You will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, from the dust are, and to the dust you will return.'" New Testament, Abraham, Romans 4th chapter, 1st to 8th verse. Romans 4th chapter, 1st to 8th verse. And it reads, "Then shall we say to Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered this in this matter. If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but in an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks to the blessedness of the one whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those who transgression are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord and never count against them." Real serious word.
I'm I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in that great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the will still be heard. I believe that someone in that bridge somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a
man, we must believe. Nothing else to say. We must believe a God. Oh, and our last scripture for tonight, which comes from Exodus 2nd chapter, verse to 10th verse. Exodus 2nd chapter, verse to 10th verse. And it reads, "Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a peppermint basket for him and tossed it to the tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to go get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is the one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you," and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." God bless Reuser's words. I don't know about you, but we had some church tonight. Amen. And until next time, may God bless you and God keep you.
Jesus gives me joy.